Cosmopolitan magazine, every once in a while they have these relationship things that I just think are hilarious. So they had my favorite one this week. They had 31 signs you're with the person you should marry. And it's all stuff that's, you know, kind of obvious, like you see eye to eye on politics, or you see eye to eye on children or future. It's all the obvious stuff. But there was one thing on there that I thought was really weird, but I agree 100%. Here's what it is. You trust him to run errands for you. I think that's really interesting. Like a guy who can pick up that thing you forgot at the grocery store or grab your dry cleaning that you kept forgetting. Mm-hmm. Like that's real marriage material. I mean, my boyfriend will call on his way home because he's passing a grocery store and say, do you need anything? Aren't you out of that strawberry jam you like? But, you know, I feel like there's not a lot of men that would do that. That's a keeper.
Mm-hmm. And if he knows the exact jam you want.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's the exact jam. He's like, oh, that jam that you like. I don't have to say to him. I just say, get me strawberry jam. And he knows to get me the St. Dalfour. He knows that's the one I like.
Mm-hmm. No, I need photos. I want you to find it on Google and send it to me. So I know when I walk in, I can look at the, you know, bottle and say, this is it. And hold my phone next to it. Say same thing. That's what I need. Don't tell me what you want. Send me a photo from Google what you want.
But even that, just a guy that's willing to do that. Because there's guys, I've had guys in the past that I'd be like, can you run to the store for me? Oh, do I have to?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, and you don't have to have sex either.
I wonder now, because I think we're getting so jaded about getting something on Amazon and it's showing up at your door that you got to go, oh, I got to walk 10 feet to go pick up that thing. It's such a pain in the ass to get up off the couch and walk to the door and bend down and pick up that package. So I'm waiting for the day of, oh God, now I got to walk and get the groceries because they're at the front door.
Right.
Am I actually that lazy that I don't want to get up and get it before the milk goes sour?
Yeah, you are that lazy. I've lived with you. But what's interesting is that I think it depends on where you live. Because in New York City, just walking down the street, I pass two grocery stores, a bodega, a liquor store, you know, four CVSs. So if I need anything like shampoo or whatever, I could just pop right in so easily on my way to wherever I'm going. Mm-hmm. It's not like I have to get in my car, drive, sit at lights, sit at traffic, make a left, try to find a spot. There's no spots. You know what I mean? I don't have to do any of that stuff. Like literally on my way, I'll be walking the dog. Some of these places you can bring a dog in. So I'll have the dog with me and I'll just swing by and pick up shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel like New York makes it much more convenient. So I feel like there's a lot of relationships. The real test of a relationship is move out of New York City and then will you stop by a store and get me something? Because I'm thinking no.
If I need shampoo right now, I have to plan to go get
it. Right. That's what I mean.
I have to find something to wear. I have to find my mask. I have to get in my car. I have to find my keys, my wallet. It's a whole thing. And it's going to take me 15 minutes at least to get there and 15 minutes back. That's an hour trip just to get shampoo.
Right. Which is why you see that this little addition to the Cosmopolitan list of reasons why he's a keeper and the guy you should marry, that's why that's on the list. First, I was like, that's so stupid. And I was like, well, actually, that's really smart. That's probably the most important thing. Like, you know, shares your values. Who cares about that? Who cares about values and morals? You know, will the guy get you ice cream at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're having a craving? That's the guy you marry.
Yeah, but I'm not the guy that's going to pick you up shampoo if you're running out, because I don't really care to know that you're running out. I don't pay that much attention to you. I have no idea what kind of ice cream you like. I don't care. I don't pay any attention. So nobody should ever marry me, period. If you tell me
I'm not saying picks up stuff like he notices it's gone and shows up at home like, hey, guess what? I saw you running out of this. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a guy that you can call at work and say, hey, on your way home from work, can you stop and pick me up X, Y, and Z? And he's like, sure, no problem. As opposed to, I guess.
But if a guy brought you home nail polish because you're running out and he noticed that, you would marry him.
Oh, you know, that's special. Like, the fact that you would notice I was running out of something before I even asked you, like, that's a whole other level of guy. That's, I mean, but in a way, maybe that's a red flag. Like, if you see I'm running out of nail polish, why do you see that?
Right. You're just not used to it. If a guy did it, though, it'd blow your mind and you would have
to marry
him.
It would blow my mind, yeah.
Yeah, completely. You would have to marry him. But see, in your head, you'd be like, no, I'm going to wait for that other guy that's the bad guy. I'm not going to be with the guy that actually notices things about me and buys me things. No, I'm going to wait for the other guy.
I'm with the guy somewhere in the middle. I'm with the guy that he's not going to get anything on his own ever. Like, he'll stop by. I love this. So there's a farmer's market near us and they have like my favorite muffins there. And he'll stop by that farmer's market and buy stuff for himself and not show up with the muffin that I love. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if I say to him at any given moment, can you run out and get, he's got his pants on and he's at the door. Like, he's happy to run out and get whatever I need at any time of night.
Well, you know why? Because that's time away from you. That's quiet time.
It's quiet time. So he could text his girlfriend.
Exactly.
text the other women in his life.
You got to call your girlfriend at some point. So will you go get me? Yes.
Yes. Whatever you want, I'll go get it. You know what? I'm not even going to go to this store. I'll go to the one like four neighborhoods away. I'll be gone about an hour.
Right. I'm not going to hear your voice or see you. And I can talk to the girl I really like. Sure, I'll go get you.